This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Two COVID-19 trends are showing a slight uptick, while another has hit a pandemic low. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Colorado monitors SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes COVID-19, in wastewater. The numbers for last week, the latest available, show the highest level in 2 months, but it's still well below the peak of the Omicron and Delta waves. The test positivity rate is at 3.5%. That's up about 1% since mid-March. The trends come after the state and most communities have dropped precautions like mask requirements. Also, the super contagious BA2 variant is making up a greater share of cases. COVID-19 hospitalizations dropped to a pandemic low of 77. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The state has a new way to help people determine the number of COVID vaccine doses they should get. At Colorado's COVID vaccine website, the calculator accounts for someone's age and which vaccine they initially got. The federal government wants to do more to protect Lake Powell. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
Lake Powell is mostly made up of snowmelt from Colorado's mountains. The reservoir has hit record lows and is dangerously close to not having enough water to produce hydropower for millions of people in the West. The U.S. Department of the Interior sent a letter to the states that share the Colorado River, saying more needs to be done to protect the reservoir. Officials have proposed to keep water in Lake Powell that would usually be released and used in downstream states. I'm Michael Elizabeth Zakis, CPR News.